Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's wrestling news, the real reason that Stephanie McMahon quit WWE.
Sami Zayn has doubts over whether, you know, the storyline would have happened under Vince McMahon.
WWE are apparently desperate to get Stone Cold Steve Austin back.
And we've got a huge last-minute Rumble entrant and some other people that have just suddenly said, yeah, I want to be in the Rumble.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories. Subscribe to the channel and links below in the timestamps. Click them to each story. Off you go, etc. But first up, the real reason Stephanie McMahon left WWE. Now, this is coming from the Wrestling Observer and Dave Meltzer, obviously. And this is coming from sort of internal talks within WWE from people that think she's like, she did a great job when she was in the co-CEO role. Mm-hmm. And everyone's thinking that with Vince McMahon back, she kind of knew she was going to be demoted from that position. She really doesn't need the money, obviously, and she doesn't need the job to pay for anything. And she already wanted that leave of absence last year anyway. And so it all kind of came together to kind of jump before you were pushed out of the position kind of deal. There is a bit of a difference with this one and her leave of absence, though. Last time, it was just a leave of absence from her responsibilities within the company, but she stayed on the board. This time, she has fully stepped down and left the board at the same time. So it's like noted as being a much stronger move than the last time was. So it's interesting that, yeah, her dad comes back, she sees the writing on the wall and just gets out while the getting's good, I guess. There's also a few notes about Vince McMahon himself in the Wrestling Observer, talking about basically how he's working much shorter hours this time round, because when he used to be there before he retired, he would be working like into the small hours of the morning every single day kind of deal, just round the clock, absolutely non-stop, because he obviously had a lot more responsibilities behind the scenes, but now he leaves at what is quoted to be a normal time, which is very strange for Vince McMahon. But it's also noted that he has not been to any creative meetings and not been at any TV tapings since he's returned either. So he's just there focusing on the sale. So interesting stuff carrying on this never-ending story of behind-the-scenes nonsense within WWE.
Yeah, and I think we say this every time, but there will be more. There will be more stuff that'll just trickle out, and there'll be twists, just things that maybe we were like suggesting, and the rumours that we were like, oh, that seems like it could have happened, but they're obviously not going to come out right now and go, yes, exactly, whatever you heard on the internet, that is true. So, I don't know. I mean, I think the thing that we can kind of properly put our, like, money on right now is the fact that the morale seemed to shift a little bit in Steph going. That's the thing that, yep, like, has been widely 100%. Reported, that things changed, and there was a bit of apprehension and anxiety that came with Vince going back. But part of me, I'm conflicted about this, because part of me thinks that Steph would, obviously, if she'd just been thrown into the deep end anyway, she would be thinking, I've got to think of an exit strategy again at some point. I'm just here to steady the ship. And now Daddy is back, it's like, I don't want to get wrapped up in this again. I'm going to really cut ties this time and just go, right, I'm going to get out. But then equally, if there was something else to it, like that hasn't been revealed yet, WWE aren't going to come out and say that. So it's, again, just sit back and just watch more information tumble out of it. With Vince working shorter hours and everything else, see how long that lasts, because this is a dude who does not know when to quit when it comes to this world. So right now, not involved with creative meetings. Great in the lead up to the Royal Rumble. Fingers crossed it's going to be a completely different vibe to this year's Rumble, because that's what we deserve. So I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? You get this excitement, but then there's this little pit in your stomach where you're like, oh, just let this last a little longer first, please.
Yeah. I just want them to get through Dramania, end this Sami Zayn bloodline storyline, because it needs to have the solid hand behind it.
Exactly. And speaking of that, nice little linking these stories. He's good at this, isn't he? He's a pro. So Sami had quite a conversation. If you go and check it out, it's on YouTube with Ariel Helwani on BT Sport. He's really good at this kind of stuff, where it just comes to sitting down on the couch and having a chat and just letting people spill the guts, really. It's fantastic. And in this particular conversation, Sami was sort of nudged, sort of like set the stage for talking about whether he thinks that bloodline, this huge, like most compelling, in my mind, storyline in all of wrestling right now, if that would have come to pass on Vince McMahon's watch, like if he thinks that would have been a thing. And in Sami's opinion, he tiptoed around it, understandably a little bit, but he was quite honest at the same time. He said, I can very much like point to the moment when another person was in charge, and at that moment I was kept away from Roman. We weren't allowed to be on TV together, like that wasn't a thing. And then Triple H came into power and got the creative control and everything else, and suddenly I was on TV with Roman and things were given a bit of space to breathe. Look where we ended up. And he kept kind of saying, oh, I don't know, maybe it would have happened. I don't know. Like, none of us really do know. There could have been a world where Vince maybe finally sat back and went, you know, there's something in this. Go for it, pal. And then got like a week into it and went, no, actually, I changed my mind. So we don't know. That could have happened. It might not. But in Sami's head, he's thinking maybe it wouldn't. He said, probably not. I feel like Triple H being able to be there and just say, yeah, you do this, you go out and see what happens, just have a play with it, help them and help it like grow into what it is today. And there was also a lot of stars that aligned on that. It was in Montreal, I think, when he had that first real sit down with Roman. I think it was in August, I think, like, and he had that chat, and I think the Usos weren't there, Paul Heyman wasn't there, and it was in Montreal, Sami's hometown. So it was just the perfect storm of how can this fail, really? Like one of the most we said it all the way through the pandemic and the lockdown, when he was doing this kind of locker room leader, like paranoid, like conspiracy theorist character. He was one of the most, if not the most, like entertaining person on the show week after week after week. And it was just a matter of time before you were going to put these two entities on screen together and watch the magic happen. And Sami, I think he says in this interview, I don't know if my brain's playing tricks on me, but I'm sure he said in this interview that he was thinking, he was already plotting points in his head back at last year's Rumble, like around that Rumble Road to WrestleMania season, that he wanted to end up working with the Bloodline. I think Roman had said it in another interview that he wanted to work with Sami. So he was trying to think of ways that they could like manage to like weave those stories into what it is now. And he never in his wildest dreams thought it was going to end up here, but look where we're at. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, very glad that we actually got here. It's like, yeah, like you say, throughout the pandemic and like before the pandemic, like going back through Sami's entire run on the main roster, whatever they have given him, no matter what level it's at, whether it's doing like weird assault courses or whether it's being the conspiracy theory guy and making a documentary or doing the Bloodline stuff or like the Ultimate Underdog stuff when he first came up, like everything he's done, he's been so good at and absolutely smashed out of the park. But you just look at him and you think, he is not a Vince McMahon style top guy. Like, I genuinely don't see a world where if Vince McMahon was still in control, he would have been at the top of this Bloodline storyline for as long as he has. And there's no way that it would have been. And because he's been in this position for so long now, and both him and Roman have put so many details into this, and the Usos, and then like the relationship with Jay and Jimmy, like every single part of it, and like Solo Sikoa as well, like don't underestimate his like part in it all. Like every single part of it has come together and it's just a bunch of guys with really good ideas creating something genuinely incredible that now, like legitimately, like there's a case for it main eventing WrestleMania because of how long it's gone on for and the care and with which it's been built. And it's like two sort of homegrown kind of guys within WWE not needing to bring back a legend or anything to sell this match. Like you could genuinely do Sami versus Roman at Mania and it would work because it's had this amount of time put into it and this care, and it's absolutely incredible. It's genuinely like a masterpiece of storytelling through in like modern day WWE.
It's the way to go. I don't care what anyone says, the without anybody, any outside interference, this is the way to go. If you do have those stars there, it's very hard to turn them down, obviously. But if not, what a backup. Go for this. It's just, it's there. You're not going to capture this lightning in the bottle again, I think, for some time. So just go with it. Why not?
Exactly. But speaking of those stars that are ever there and just they desperately want, Stone Cold Steve Austin. There's obviously been a bunch of rumours recently, sort of this week, coming out. There's been a few stories. I think Fightful Select reported that WWE offered him big money to face Roman Reigns at Mania, but Austin didn't think he was ready for that kind of high profile match. Meltzer also said that they've pitched Brock Lesnar versus Austin for WrestleMania, with the original plans being that they wanted Roman Reigns versus The Rock on one night and Austin versus Lesnar on a different night as two sort of huge marquee matches for WrestleMania, which, let's face it, they really would have been. But both those plans have fallen through. But it turns out that's not the end of the WWE pitches for Stone Cold Steve Austin. They really want this guy back. As soon as they saw him at WrestleMania, they were like, this needs to happen again. Because they also were apparently giving him pitches for SummerSlam last year, which Austin turned down at the time. No news on who exactly that was, but I assume it's probably along the same sort of lines as a Lesnar. Lesnar's the sort of one thing they've had issue. They're just trying to think of one-off match for Lesnar that hasn't happened before for WrestleMania. Yeah. And so all of their minds went to Stone Cold Steve Austin, it seems. So they've not been able to put all the pieces together. And seemingly at this point, it feels like, at least in a top spot match, it's probably not going to happen with Stone Cold Steve Austin. It already seems like The Rock's plans have fallen through. So maybe they are light on these big stars for WrestleMania, but that means all the better things for the possibilities of the Roman Reigns versus Sammy's or the Cody's of this world. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, WWE desperate to get Stone Cold back, it seems.
They really are. And we've said it in this video how many times now, but they don't desperately need them.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think this year. The tickets have already sold. I think the characters and the stories are there. And we've not said that in a very long time. You can literally sit there and go, yeah, there's enough narratives going into this show. Dominic and Reyes, loads of little things that you can fill out a card with. I'm not saying by any means Dominic versus Reyes is anywhere near Stone Cold against Brock Lesnar. But for me, that match as well freaks me out a little bit. I'm there's excitement to it, but for me, I'm like, I don't want to see my Stone Cold going up against this Brock Lesnar right now. I'd want him to just cuddle him for a little bit and then leave him alone, because I think it could be very... No. I don't need that. I need Brock against Gunther or something, because they can just beat the hell out of each other. But
there you go.
With Stone Cold, I want him to go in there, hit the greatest hits, be well looked after, and get out. I'm not saying Brock's the most unsafe worker on planet Earth. By all accounts, he's actually pretty good, really, from what people say, but you just look at some of the offense and think, I don't want my Stone Cold on the end of that offense. That's not my idea.
I assume
good
Stone
time.
Cold has looked at it and gone, yeah, probably not.
couple years too late, that, boys. Who else you got? The Miz? Yeah, I'll have him. Let's go there. Speaking of The Miz, so we've got people who've announced themselves for the Royal Rumble on SmackDown, because you kind of knew it was going to happen. We've been a bit worried about having too many people announced ahead of time, but they've held back a little bit. Really,
yeah,
if you look at
mix,
it, it's good. You've got enough people there where you're like, okay, I'm excited for the Rumble, who's in it, but I'm also excited who's not been announced in it. So Obviously, Brock was the big one last night. He came out and battered everyone at the end of a segment that was very much Rumble's tomorrow. And he battered Brock Lesnar and was like, I'll see you at the Rumble. And everyone was like, oh my God, he's going to tie Stone Cold's three-time Rumble winner history thing. So the fact that that was thrown in, a few people might be like, wait a second. I don't know. They know what they're doing with us. They're trying to make us lock onto things. But also, along with Brock, you got Xavier Woods, who I believe hinted that he'd be in it. I think he kind of suggested that he's going to be in it. Again, that wasn't like 100% confirmed, I don't think, but I think he kind of suggested maybe. The Miz did say he was going to be in it. Brock Lesnar, obviously. And I think that's everybody who mentioned it there in that segment. So that's a couple more people. The overall total, I don't think Xavier Woods in this right now, but it did feel like maybe he was suggesting. I'd put my money on Xavier Woods being in there because you got Kofi as well. I think they'll go for a New Day thing just to see him team up and attack people. Why not? So you've got Kofi, you've got Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, Rey Mysterio, Gunther, Cody Rhodes, Omos, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, Karrion Kross, Dominic Mysterio, The Miz and Brock Lesnar, and then there's 12 more spots to be announced. I'll quickly go into the women's side of it because all three members of Damage Control, they announced that they're going to be in it, the women's one, and the Xia Li said she's going to be in it as well. I think Lacey Evans also said that she's going to be a part of it. And we've got the updated Women's Rumble, which is looking like Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, Emma Bayley, Dakota Kai, Io Sky, Xia Li, Lacey Evans, and we've got 18 more spots that are still to be announced there. So a lot more potential surprises, I think, in the Women's Rumble, which has been a bit of a theme, I think, over the years. I think we have had a lot of surprises coming out of the Women's Rumble because it's just a great way of bringing back so many legends and everything else. So,
yeah.
Good, like you said, good mix this. Good mix of what's been announced and surprises.
Love it. Love the Royal Rumble so much. Mm-hmm. Very, very excited. Make sure you join us for our Royal Rumble live stream, me and Adam Wilburn. We're going to be watching the whole thing and the pre-show. We're going to start at midnight UK time, which is like 7 p.m. In the Eastern. So come and watch the Royal Rumble with us. There's going to be prizes and everything. It's going to be fun. Can't wait. Genuinely love the Royal Rumble.
Didn't say there were going to be prizes, Phil. I'm very giddy now. I'll be there.
There is going to be prizes. Exciting things. But let's move over to your Twitter questions. The first one of the day comes from Christopher, who says, good day and good bread, everyone. As Maven eliminated The Undertaker, insert name here eliminates Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble.
Ooh, that's a good one. I think logic points to him and Bobby doing something, so maybe even getting...
Yeah, boring.
Like, I know. Well, boring. Big, meaty men slapping meat. That's my idea. A good time, baby. But I don't know. Maybe for fun.
Say
I don't
want to
say... It's got to be Dominic, isn't it?
Yes!
It's got
to be.
To be. Condom.
With help from Finn Balor and Damian Priest, obviously, but if Dominic gets the final push... That would be genuinely hilarious.
Finn would just be like, go for his diamond ticketitis.
Elimination chamber. Lesnar versus Dom. Bring it back.
Yeah.
And then Dom versus Rey, obviously, at WrestleMania. What a run. Yeah. What a run for ex-con Dom.
That's it. He could retire there and then. He's never going to surpass that. That's GOAT status right there.
And if it's not going to be ex-con Dom, then bring a surprise guest back. Bring Maven back. Why the hell not? He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Bring Maven back and let him redo it all again, but with Brock Lesnar, and then have Brock Lesnar destroy him afterwards. It'd be an incredible moment.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be something like that.
He's fan of the
channel,
Maven, as well.
Really? I didn't know that.
He watches our stuff.
So hello, Maven. Hopefully he's out there.
Met him at WrestleCon last year. He was a lovely man. So bring him back in the Royal Rumble. I'd love to see Maven come back.
Let him get paid. Come on.
Yeah. The next question of the day comes from Sire W, who says, Thanos said pick this question since it's his birthday, and then he's got a picture of his dog. So happy birthday. Do you think Beth Phoenix returns at the Royal Rumble and eliminates Rhea, even though she's a favourite to win? Same question for Edge in the Men's Rumble with the rest of the Judgment Day.
I think they have been hinted at, haven't they? They're two of the big surprises, what, like him and Logan Paul and Doudrop and people like that.
Yeah.
I can see her coming back, and there is something there, obviously, with the Rhea stuff, and maybe have that blow off at the Elimination Chamber. It's in Montreal. I don't know, like it's some kind of Canadian thing with Edge, and do something there, maybe a mixed tag, I don't know. I think that's there.
I can't see her eliminating Rhea.
I can't.
I can see Rhea eliminating her, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think she's going to be eliminating Rhea, unfortunately.
And then Edge is getting dumped out by the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
It's happening.
By ex-Condom. Ex-Condom's going to have like a cane run.
He is going to be rubbery in that match.
Cannot wait. The final question of the day comes from Tom Forrester, who says, who are your picks for potential heel and face turns in the Rumble? His are, for the women, face to heel Asuka, heel to face Bayley, and then for the men's, face to heel Elias and a heel to face Chad Gable.
Face to heel Cody Rhodes when he eliminates Sami Zayn. Hey! Imagine the scenes.
Welcome back.
I've got a funny feeling. I don't know if it's a funny feeling. I think it's more of a hope because they just need to do something with him. I want to see Dakota Kai and Io Sky turn on Bayley or one or the other. Just have some kind of explosion in the middle of that rumble. And it's the, what are we going to do now? And then maybe have a triple threat with them at Mania. Something like that. Because it's not working this. It's not been working for months and months and months, and we need a change. And maybe, yeah, this will pave the way for some singles fun for them two. Them three. Yes. I've done the women's one. Do you want to do the men's one?
I don't know about the men's one. I've got a different one for the women's one. We can go back into that one.
Yeah, that's the more intriguing one, isn't it? This is what we're trying to go with.
Because it's kind of been hinted with a sort of path recently, but Liv Morgan has kind of, like ever since the sort of championship reigns and things, been on a little bit of a weird streak at the minute. But I think they could do something where she has like a good long run in the Rumble, like a sort of babyface run of like 40, 45, 50 minutes or something, like a long time. But then like eventually gets eliminated by someone and like just like absolutely loses it and like attacks someone, maybe like goes back in to sort of re-eliminate someone, like to create like a storyline going into the Elimination Chamber or something like that. And then like that's just like the catalyst to like send her over the edge into this sort of heel mode and then like, goes heel going forwards, because I think you definitely need something to mix up Liv Morgan. And I think that kind of using the sort of what you would genuinely think of as a face thing to like last for a really long time, but then using that to turn her heel would be an interesting way of doing it.
We need strong Iron Man and women performances this year. They need to rehabilitate that because it's just been people hanging around, hasn't it? And doing nothing. So we need that. So yeah, I'm up for that. That sounds intriguing to me.
Indeed. Not sure about the men's though, so let us know down in the comments below who you think might be doing any face and heel turns. And like I say, make sure you join us for the Royal Rumble live stream tonight.
It's already begun, Phil. The day's blurring. This is it.
So very excited for this. But you can follow us over on Twitter. That's the thing you can do. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, subscribe to the channel. Comment down below what you think of all of today's news stories. The ups and downs for SmackDown and Rampage are on its way today. Royal Rumble stream later tonight. So come watch some wrestling with us. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good Royal Rumble day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, chat, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.